Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the Regional Pricing Director in the area. Am I speaking with Randall?
You are.
Hey, pleasure to meet you, Randall. Happy holidays. Happy Friday.
Hey, thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, Randall, Lisa just sent over some information to catch me up to speed here a little bit. I see you got a well-established business over 20 years now. It's incredible, by the way. And you're looking to target both residential and commercial work. Now, I see in Dallas and Bedford, do you have multiple locations, or is it that you go that far off from one location?
Well, so and I am not looking for anybody to do anything on my Google. I do all the marketing there. I have two offices. We got Bedford and Arlington, and those I'm posting every day on their services and all kinds of stuff, running a YouTube channel. I use the YouTube channel for my location keyword loading.
Because
Google doesn't allow you to do that on there anymore.
They're flagging
your posts and stuff. Yeah, so I use YouTube to get that done. We're real good. Our maps, listings, everything, we pop up everywhere. Way on the other side of Dallas, all the way on this side of Fort Worth. I mean, our ranking's really well on there. But my Facebook advertising, I'm just not very good at. You know, I'm not great at it. And so I was interested in, you know, getting somebody that kind of, that's real dominant in that, you know, that really knows that.
You're definitely talking to the right people then. So we're partners with Google as a premier partner. So one of the highest tier partnerships that they trust to handle SEO. We're also partnered with Meta as well, Facebook, right? Now, popping up, I looked at your Facebook right now. That was Fort Worth Wildlife Control. I got to say, man, that picture is capturing. It's too cute. Happy Thanksgiving. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got to ask, because I had a recent thing with an opossum, and it scared the living daylights out of me. Do you do anything for opossums, too?
Opossums are easy. Me and my kids, we just grab them by the tail.
No way.
They're not agile like a raccoon or a bobcat or nothing like that. They look freaky as hell, like a giant on steroids with meat-eating teeth, you know. But they just look at you like that. And I wave one hand in front of their face, and the other hand picks them up by the tail.
That's incredible. All right, I'm going to take note of that next time because I saw that thing for the first time.
Any marketing ideas you see in your head when I'm telling you these stories, if you say, hey, I want that on video, we want to run an ad of you.
That's what I'm thinking.
Or, you know what I mean? Yeah,
yes, sir.
Anything like that. What I have noticed when I say, hey, we will seal your house and keep these animals out, and we offer a warranty and blah, 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 blah. And nobody gives a shit about those ads. They're not fun. But if you see me snatching up a snake or something like that, everybody's like, ooh, 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 ooh.
Exactly.
They love the eye candy.
Well, yes, they do. And that's the thing is, I'm not sure if you're aware, but the Facebook is linked with the Google. So how we run our Facebook ads is, let's say customers look on Google or a different local directory, you know, any of your services within your service radius, right? Let's just put it as like a 50-mile marker, okay? And they find your company and they don't, for whatever odd reason, they don't call you. If they go on their Facebook after that, your ads will then pop up on their feed with a click to call you directly. By the way, all calls will come directly to you. We don't talk. The number one thing we don't do is talk to your customers. So that's a good thing.
Gotcha.
I think you're probably
lose customers.
What
about all that?
I
hate when they're hitting. I want call to action. I want call to action. I don't want call to message. You know,
okay.
Or message to call, or you
right.
know, on that messenger messages and all that stuff. Because I'm already.
Oh no.
You know, on my voicemail, I direct everybody to text me. But you know, following up, I don't like people to email me. I don't like people to hit me on Messenger or WhatsApp or all these other things that I
know,
I have this stuff, but I don't like using them because it, you know, I just don't have time to get through all that stuff. I'm working. I'm in the truck. I'm, you know what I mean? So if anything we do, if we could direct straight to a phone call or even better, a text, yeah, that's amazing.
All right. So that's the other thing. Now, I did see on the notes here that you're doing very well with Google and things like that already. For us, we bundled the service together, so you're still fully in control. We just want to make sure, I mean, in your case, it will be more of saying, okay, Because the pricing doesn't really change. You know, it's just being straightforward with you here. It's with the promotional rate that Lisa put in for you.
I'm looking to focus all the work on the Facebook.
That's what I'm thinking.
I worked with several companies before, and they, you know, they did some category changes and stuff like that. My offices I use are virtual. I don't have one of my Arlington office. I definitely don't have access to that mailbox anymore. If they changed anything and Google decided they wanted to submit a request for verification, I would have no way to verify that, and I would lose that listing.
Got it.
So
that's what you're afraid of. Okay.
Very protective over that. And I used to run a marketing company, so I'm very good. You know, I'm good on SEO and all that stuff. But we didn't really mess with Facebook, and I want somebody to just totally get into the, you know, that side of it. And I don't know if y'all just do Facebook or if y'all do other, Twitter, you know, I don't know what all y'all do on that end with all that stuff, but that's the side I really need help on. I'm not really interested in anybody. I got a phenomenal AdWords person. Our AdWords do very well. I've got, you know, I do all the Google stuff myself. And so I really want to focus on, you know, social media.
Okay. Well, the reason I bring things up like this is because, for one, if you're worried about, you know, getting re-verified because of signing something, let's say you join with our family here, we won't have to re-verify anything. You're already verified. That's nothing that we do. The only thing, you know, with us is we, you know, request to have manager access just in case if you ever needed to, you know, let's say you're too busy and you're like, hey, listen, I need a team to, you know, at least update this for me or change this out. Perfectly fine. You know,
I've got that on my app.
Yeah. Okay.
I've got it on my app and I, you know, 5 seconds,
like
I'm
a dashboard
post, and I'm the one out in the field and getting the pictures and you know what I mean? So I just don't have any trouble there. And the last time I gave access, you know, that somebody changed my, did a little category change, and bam, Google actually, you know, wanted to re-verify, and that took an act of God and a lot of money to get access to this company's. Yeah. So I protect that like gold. Another thing they did one time, they changed my other listing, and made the name, exactly the same as my other listing close to it, and actually took the listing down. It took 2 months to get the listing back up.
Oh my gosh.
It was my main listing they took down. My main listing is my Bedford listing, and that's basically closed my business for 2 months. All my stuff comes in off of Google. Everything.
Okay.
If my Google listing goes away, I'm in
bad
shape. And especially now, because they have Google Guaranteed, and Google Guaranteed ads hide maps even lower now, and all your SEO lower. So my SEO stuff was at the bottom of the page, ranking well, you know, first, second, third place, but it's at the bottom of the page. Nobody's scrolling down there anymore. So SEO stuff's really, it's kind of a dying breed in my industry because they got this Google Guaranteed.
Right.
So I just don't give up the manager stuff on my Google anymore. I can't afford for one simple oopsie daisy to be, you know, life changing for me.
But let me ask you this then. I mean, we could do, you know, just the Facebook for you. But I know you mentioned the Google Guarantee here. I mean, we are a one-stop shop. We're premier partners with Google. Have you ever thought about Google Guarantee then?
It's pay per lead, and I know how fishy, I know how many times a month Google gets sued already on AdWords and stuff for scamming their customers. I already have a big problem with that. I'm real leery of that because I've known people that work for Yelp in their scam department where, you know, it's Yelp is paid per lead, Angie's List, and
oh my
they
gosh,
hire
let me start
people
with
to
that.
Do fake clicking. And, I'm scared of it. I'm scared to pay $40 for fake leads. You know what I mean?
Well, this is the best part.
I think ours is actually higher. So,
yeah. So yours is definitely going to be a little bit higher on the pricing per lead on there. But this is the thing; they really do look out for you as far as Google comparison to anything out there, if you ask me. And I'm being real with you on that. The reason I say it is because let's say you know how you keep track of your analytics for your clicks and things like that, keywords and areas and stuff like that. Local is even further. So you'll be able to say, okay, let's say you get a lead. It has to be in your area. They have to be asking for your, like, a billing. Like, let's say they're asking for a price. A real person has to be asking for a pricing. Or they have to be setting up an appointment for you to come see them. Okay? So if it does not, and you, let's say for any odd reason you do get charged for that, then that we don't, you don't have to argue with Google. We argue on your behalf to get that money back within the first 30 to 60 days. Now, here's the kicker.
Gotcha.
If it's a lead that's, let's say it's not a lead, let's say it's a robocall, a spam call, or whatever the case may be, none of the solid, well, you don't get charged for that lead. And the money will roll over to the following month. So you only pay for the leads that are actually solid that you take. Yeah. So that's the difference on Google Guaranteed on there. And
are you allowed
you
to put a cap on leads? Let's say.
Yes, you can.
Let's say we only want 3 a day. Okay, good. And with these leads, so I can't give pricing on the phone. There's just no way. You know what I mean? I deal with wildlife, and every house is shaped different. Every house, every critter acts different. I have to get out there, check out the problem. It's a real thorough inspection, and therefore I do charge a $99 inspection fee.
Beautiful.
Is there a way to get the leads to only charge me if people actually truly sign up?
Not truly sign up. It's more of like, because when you get, okay, so let's say you signed up with Google Guaranteed Listing, right? You'll have a designated number that goes directly to you, so that way you could track everything, and it'll all be recorded too, so that we could always fight it, right?
Number that's going, a forwarding number that goes to my Google profile?
Completely to you, yes, sir. Not to us, not through us.
I don't.
Yes, no third party. Yeah.
Okay.
We make sure of that.
I absolutely don't run Google forwarding phone numbers anymore.
Okay.
We've had crazy experiences. I'm sure you heard the stories of those numbers rotate sometimes to your competitors. Have you heard about that?
I mean,
so
sometimes here and there, I'm very honest guy. So yeah, I've heard something like that before in the past, but not so often. Like I'm talking like maybe once or twice.
Anytime
I do.
So I don't only manage my Google business profile. I also manage almost 10 other profiles for my friends that own businesses. And I help them run all their stuff because I'm really good. I'm really good at it. Like I say, I used to do a bunch of marketing and stuff. And so I understand how every side of it works. But now when all of us had, we would all experience these phenomenons to where somebody said, oh, I was trying to call another company, but I got your company. And we could never figure out what it was. But then companies are calling and saying, hey, we got these customers that are calling us, but they're looking for your number. I mean, they think they're calling you. What's the problem? We finally figured out it's the forwarding numbers. Google screws up with those things actually a lot. And so after that, we were like, we can't no more. In fact, on my AdWords, my call-to-click AdWords, I'm running blind because I don't, you know what I mean? I can't monitor. And so I ask everybody, hey, where'd you get the number from? You know, did you click on it? Was it an ad up top? Or, you know, sometimes I don't remember. And that's okay. You know, that's part of my loss. But it's also part of my protection because we don't run those numbers, you know, those bogus numbers anymore.
Okay.
I know that sounds crazy, but we've seen it so much. Yeah, we don't run them anymore.
Got it. Okay. Well, honestly, Randall, I'm just kind of playing by ear a little bit, you know, things that could help. So, okay.
Yeah. So pay per lead, Google Guaranteed, can you run that without a forwarding number?
Well, so here's the thing. If we get a different – if we don't have a different number for you to
–
yeah, exactly. Right. Like you won't be able to – and I think that's very important as a business owner coming out and, you know, putting myself in your position.
I agree wholeheartedly.
You know what I mean?
And if the numbers actually worked all the time proper, I would agree.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay.
They don't work like – you know what I mean?
How about this? You know, what we can do is, you know, work with the Facebook first. You know, let's get some traction in there where we can actually – you can use the help the most right now and see how we work. You know, watch how we have our communication with you, you know, getting things up and running. It doesn't hurt your business at all, you know, obviously because, you know, with Facebook, man, everyone in local areas especially use that Facebook, believe it or not. And having that extra directory there just only does that much more for you. Okay.
Now, do y'all just do Facebook, or do y'all do the, you know, the X and the other?
No, like I said, so if we did, like, all this other Twitter, Instagram, and all stuff, it hits, like, a specific demographic for one age, you know, age type of customers as well, too. But it's such hard work for such little return, and it's just, like, I'll be real with you again, it's not worth it for our end, and probably not for you as well, too, you know? I'll put it this way. Google ads, they get about like a 4% return conversion rate. But Facebook ads have a 9%. That's almost more than double.
And that's why I'm talking to y'all, because I don't even see the 4%. Yeah. All I see it is, well, maybe 1%. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm dumping
you
money
get
on there all the time on running ads. And I do go through my filters. You know, I'm selecting people, you know, over 35 years old. In these certain areas that I want to market in and all that, but I just don't get the returns, you know?
Sure. That's all right. Well, I mean, listen, this all connects. It's like a puzzle pieces, right? And it's just like you're putting them more together, and the more of that all processes through, you get the big picture, right? It all aligns together. And I call that customer experience. You know, just me personally, I call that, because if a customer is seeing you very often, very conveniently, they call you first when they need you, right? Two,
right.
Who knows where they're going to be looking? Some people like just look on Facebook. Some people like to look on Google. Some people, you know what I mean? But as long as you're there to capture them at that moment, that's everything. You know, they're like, oh, how'd you find us? Oh, I found you on Facebook. Oh, I found you on Google. I just gave you a call right from there. Boom. You know, having that little piece right there makes a big picture. So with the Facebook ads, though, you know, we're running that starting at $200 per month. Now, those ads, like I said, you can talk with our team to go over how often you want these ads to put out, what you want to put in it. If you have videos, like you mentioned, you know, or pictures, by all means, we want to make sure we're staying on top of it so that way you're getting those returns. But at the same time, it's really mostly about communication with our team to let them know, right? The plan ahead of everything is everything, right?
That's a $200 a month management fee?
No, that's all inclusive, sir. So 100 of those, yeah. So we want to make sure those ads, it's going to be pay-per-clicks, right, with ads on there. But that's what the difference between us and everyone else out there is, it's a flat rate. It'll never go above that. So that's your cap, but that's your minimum. So, I mean, if that's enough in your area for that one location, awesome. If you want to add more, it's not like you're married to it either. You can always add more if you need it to as well.
Gotcha.
Okay. How does that sound to you so far, though?
So far, so good. Now, let me ask, y'all do the funnels and everything to get them over to my scheduling page and yada, yada, yada. Y'all build all that stuff out?
For the Facebook, yeah, anything to do with Facebook on there, we'll go ahead and help you out with. You know, this is what we want to do, is take the load off your shoulders so that you can focus more at the job at hand or the other things. That's pretty much what that it would be.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Makes sense. Now, let me ask if I'm not doing anything with Google,
okay,
just focus on the Facebook, and I know you are, you know, if you were before, you'd be doing half the work with Google, half the work with Facebook. If I have to pay the same price, it would only be fair to double up on the Facebook, right? I mean,
if it's
on the work side of it, obviously not the billing out to Facebook, because, you know, that's you know, the ad, you know, ad spend, whatever.
Yeah, the more ads you put out there, great. And then let's say the first month you're like, you know what, let's put 300 into it, or whatever the number would be, right? And you'll still be able to keep track of everything too. So you'd be like, man, these ads were coming out like hotcakes. I got good returns on this. I got a lot more traction. Maybe some people, I don't know about you, but this is a real life situation where my wife, she loves buying from Facebook stuff, actually. She loves the ads.
I
don't even use
all
Facebook
the time. I don't see how you do it.
Well, here's the thing. So she doesn't click on the things from there. She actually calls the businesses after that and says, hey, I saw a Facebook ad on it. Like, She does it that way just
to be
safe.
That way you're not
exactly.
Right.
So sometimes you may say, "Hey, how'd you hear about us?" It might be through Google or, "Oh, I saw an ad on Facebook." You know, you can get those type of analytics from there as well too. It's not always going to be like, "Oh, they're clicking on this only." Like, you see what I'm saying? So if you see an influx, then you know it's working very well because it's more than what your average is without it. Does that make sense so far? Yeah. But we'll have a team. So let's say you go ahead and move forward with that, right? However much you want to put in onto your Facebook ads is completely up to you, sir, right? Me personally, if you're asking my opinion on there, I would say, hey, listen, you know, what you feel is this is your business. You know the market very well, right? If you want to put more into it, great. But after that first month, you can say, all right, how much is really working towards this, right? Do I need to put more? Did it run out really quickly? And you can take a look from that point. I think that's just a play by ear at that. Just so that way you're not bleeding money out. You're playing it safe, but at the same time, you're not too safe where you're not doing enough.
Yeah, and I use Calendly for booking, so I could always build a link.
There you go.
See what books in from Facebook.
I highly suggest that, actually. If you have some kind of way to book things so customers – well, that just seems more organized. I'll put it that way. I think people love organization.
Right.
I think you could appreciate that even more.
Yeah, for sure.
Brenda, what I would do is we can get things going for that. But I want to make sure, again, as you can tell, I know a lot about this stuff, but our team does the magic. So I would definitely make sure to set up a time of day, and I'm just giving you my opinion. We could set that for Monday to go over in further detail so that way you have enough time over the weekend to gather some pictures, maybe some testimonials, some videos, things like that. And when you talk with our guys on Monday on that, they can say, okay, this is what we have for you, and what do you have for us so we can get this thing running smoothly and fast and quickly in a timely manner?
Gotcha. And is that what I do? I work with the team on y'all CRM, sending y'all pictures and video, and they handle it from there? Or?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can do it that way. You can email it to them, whatever's convenient for you. Again, we want to make sure it's not adding an additional headache. We want to take the headache away.
Right. Makes sense. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, certainly. I certainly don't mind doing it. I mean, I'm on our we're throwing it big on Google. Our AdWords campaign is golly,
all right,
expensive. I mean, we're throwing a bunch at it, and I don't mind doing a decent amount with Facebook just to see. We'll monitor it for a couple months and see what kind of
what kind of bite
we get out of it.
Yeah. And like I said, I think you have the right idea on that, is playing by ear with it, and see what kind of influxes are coming, where they're coming from, what type of clients too. That's everything, so. All right. Well, Randall,
now, when
I have
break
a...
down funnels and all that,
uh-huh.
are they able to break down all the way to actual homeowners?
Yeah, so we could do it towards residential or commercial. I mean, however you want to put it and target it. I think the more specific in your target market is better. But another personal thing here,
my problem
is
that
yeah,
there's a lot of apartments around here, and we don't really work for the apartment people. You know what I mean? We're going
got
homes.
It. So then,
I
would stay away from that then. What I would do then is, have your specific ads that you want to put out, just for one specific target. Then from there, have it for a certain amount of time so that way you can actually see what kind of traction you got from it, right? And then move forward from there.
Okay.
That's what I would suggest.
Quick question. So I know you got stuff to do here. Monday evening, how late of an appointment can we get? Because Monday's a work day for me. I'm off Friday, Saturday, Sundays, actually, but I want to get this rolling.
Okay. Well, I could see about if you want. I mean, you said Friday you have off as well. You have time today?
Today I've pretty much booked out.
Okay.
But what's your latest appointment time for Monday?
Monday would be – let me pop it up this calendar here. Latest time I have – would be around 5 to 6.
Perfect.
Does that work? Okay.
Yep.
All right, perfect. So what I'm going to do then is first get this set up here. Randall, how do you spell your – do you spell your first name with a double L at the end?
A-L-L, yeah, Randall.
All right. And then also, far as last name, how do you spell your last name, sir?
K-E-N-N-E-D-Y.
Kennedy. All right. Any relations?
Not that I know of.
And then I want to make sure everything we go over is in paper, right? Even after you make a payment today, I want to make sure you see your invoice through text and email as well. And I'll even put it on a recording for you as well, too. So it's very important that you see that, and I'm on the phone with you during that time. Okay?
Yes.
Perfect. And what's the best email I could send that to?
DFW, as in Dallas, Fort Worth. DFW, Wildlife, WILDLIFE, at iCloud.com. And that's two W's.
All right. Thank you. I was just going to ask that. So DFW and then Wildlife.
Dallas, Fort Worth.
Dallas, Fort Worth. Yeah, I caught that one. Silly me. All right.
It's my language. A lot of times people are like, are you saying S or F?
All right, so I'm going to repeat the fact just in case, guys. D as in dog, F as in Frank, W as in Worth, yeah. Then we've got Wildlife, WILDLIFE at iCloud.com. Bing, bada, boom.
That's me.
All right, and is this the best phone number for our team to reach out to you, ending with the 7607?
It is. Now, in saying that, if there's any way anybody can send a text ahead of time that they're going to call, that is better.
They will.
I get – okay, good.
Yes, sir.
Because I get about 200 spam calls a day. I have now recently – my voicemail says you have to text me if you want me because I send everything to text now. It's that bad. I can't – you know, since I've been on the phone with you, I've had like 6 calls I've missed. But I send them all the text, and I start texting them.
Okay. All right. Touche. Well, I'm going to give you the phone number that they'll call from as well, and we'll set up a security question that way, an answer. That way you know it's them that you're talking to. They will never give your answer out. They'll only ask you a security question. That way you keep everything very confidential.
Are these people here in the U.S.?
Correct. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, they are.
Okay.
Actually, from California. So they'll be talking from
– Works for me.
Yes, sir. All right. Now, next question. Randall, how much did you want to put into the ads then? Because if we're, let's say, at the minimum, if you're putting $200 to Facebook, well, $175 of that is already going towards your ads. That's how much this is we put in towards it for you. How much would you like to go ahead and do that, though, to start?
I want to see how the process goes first.
And okay.
So I would say let's just start on the minimum.
Okay.
And I certainly don't mind going up from there. I just want to see how everything works and that everything goes smooth and all that. I like to say we dump a fortune on the Google, so.
Beautiful. All right, perfect. Just wanted to ask, you know, and again, like, you're not married to it, so anytime, just let us know. We'll go and put out more if you need to, or from there, if you're like, hey, this is more than enough, actually, it works out perfect. No harm, no foul. Perfect. All right. And then, far as I just have to make sure for the account I have everything here. I got the business name is Dallas Fort Worth Wildlife Control, obviously in Bedford, 76021. And then one thing I did notice on – I just have to put it out there for you too. Your Facebook on the website, I just want to make sure here. I noticed it was towards the bottom there. And I was just giving a personal opinion. I mean, you don't have to – you can take it with a grain of salt. I don't care. But sometimes having
you
towards
the on
top
the website?
Too. Yeah, on your website, like all the way at the bottom. And that's great to have there too. But a lot of times I see towards the top as well. I don't know. That was just something I noticed that could have possibly helped with that if you want to get more from it.
Gotcha, gotcha.
So, yes, sir. Now, next part is Monday, I have it for 3 to 4 their time, so that'll be 5 to 6 your time. I'm going to send you an email right now. It's going to come from jseo@localsplash.com, and all you need to do is just hit yes on your side, and our team, I'm sending it to our team as well, they're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to that meeting. Okay? So give me 2 seconds here, Randall.
Okay.
I gotta say, it's weird talking to you on the phone because my one of my closest friends, Randall, is spelled exactly how you. He sounds just like him. I'm just like,
oh, well.
Talking about my, hope you're not playing a prank on me, Randall.
No.
All right. And I just sent that to you, and let me make sure it comes through. Let's see here. Oh, it automatically shot back to me. I sent it back to you too. Yeah, that's perfect. Let me see. DFWWildlife@iCloud.com. That's probably why. There we go. Bada bing, bada boom. All right. Unamas, let me try one more time here. Sorry about the delay. All right. Now it's coming through. Let me know once you got that, though. If it doesn't pop up in the next, like, 10, 15 seconds, because it's coming from me on Google on there, it may go to spam from the first time. May not. I don't know. Just wanted to make sure, though.
John SEO?
That's me. Yes, sir.
All right. Y'all build websites, too?
We do. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We do.
Yeah.
Now, the beautiful part is for you is anytime, let's say you want to upgrade your package or you do want to do Google or you do want to have us to work on a website, things like that, please let me know. If you go through anyone else on there, you may not get that same promotional thing that you're signing up with today on here. I want to make sure that it applies for the life of you being with us. So I'll be able to do that for you. Okay.
You see that website there and all that. I don't know if you.
I do.
I don't know if y'all run scans and all that, but. Pretty decent site.
It is. Yeah.
What do y'all charge to build something better, ranking better, stronger, more aggressive? I mean, I pay this company to actually go in every week to do upgrades instead of monthly. We're real aggressive on it.
How often do you guys have updates on the website?
Weekly.
Weekly. Okay.
We're at least the bare minimum doing blogs on it.
Okay, so blogs is something we don't do on there. That's the one thing we don't do. But as far as the website appeal on here, let me start off with this. What are you trying to go for mostly on the website? Are you trying to look more professional? Are you trying to look like,
I'm trying to just rank more areas with the website, basically.
Oh, okay.
Only got the two listings, but we're trying to dominate the whole Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex. You know, it's 100 mile radius. A little tricky there.
Okay.
Without a
well, yeah,
of
websites will go everywhere. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's not an issue on there, but it's just a matter of making sure using the right keywords that are linked comparison with your Google. Like I said, it's all puzzle pieces, right? We want to make sure it's all together.
Yeah.
It's like saying if I try to own a business and say, hey, I have a restaurant for subs, right, or hoagies, and then I'm selling pizza there, you know, but my advertising says hoagies. It's like, what happened? You know, so.
Yeah.
So same type of feel on there. Honestly, I like your website, but the only thing I would say is, I mean, you know, you got your clients, what they're saying here, you got reviews here. I don't see the, do you have anything for Google on here, though? Like, to leave a Google review from your website?
Oh, no. No, I don't
right?
like that.
I
don't know if you've seen my Google reviews, but they're pretty good.
Yeah.
I have a couple bogus ones on there, but we could put, like, a pre-screening thing on there to, you know, screen through the good reviews to be posted, but.
Right. I mean, that's what I would do.
My reviews directly through my customers. But so we get a lot of negative feedback. Because we're not animal control for dogs and cats. People get very offended. I don't pick up raccoons ran over on the side of the road that are crawling. And you know what I mean? I would fear we would get a lot of negative by just putting that out there like that. But I do chase my reviews pretty aggressively after I've actually worked with a customer.
Got it. Okay. Well, that kind of throws me off. Why do people get offended for that? I'm sorry. It's just not what you do. Then it's not what you do.
Yeah, I know. They get wrong number. Well, Google, if you look up animal control, we pop up, you know.
But oh, I see.
99 times out of the day, you know.
Yeah.
Like, my phone calls are probably 5% relevant. The other 95% phone calls I get are not what we do.
That's frustrating.
Crazy, but Google record. It's very frustrating. That's why I send everything to text as well. My text that I send says, hey, thanks for calling Dallas-Fort Worth Wildlife Control. We are a nuisance wildlife control company. We do not work with dogs and cats, and we are not rehabbers, so we do not work with sick, injured, or orphaned animals. If you are having a problem with nuisance wildlife, please send us a text.
Wow. Yeah. Man, at least you got it under control. Like, you know what's coming towards you. You know what I mean? Like, that's
30 years I've done this, so.
Gosh. All right. Let me go over this next part here for you. It's very important. Far as your hours of operations, I mean, I just want to ask you from the horse's mouth here rather than looking at anything here. What is the hours of operations you want customers to reach out to you during?
I mean, we'll take 24/7.
Okay.
Right. I wish it was 9 to 5 so I could sleep sometimes, but that's cool, whatever.
You know what's funny? You put 9 to 5 and they'll still call you. You know? So,
yeah. That's true.
And then I remember we wanted to go over this too. How would you like the customers preferred to talk to you, reach out to you? Text, email,
text,
phone?
If
text only.
If we have the selection of text, always text,
Okay. And it's to the same phone number,
Then I can get back to them. Yeah, the 606.
Okay, perfect. Boom. Yeah, you can get back to them, schedule from there, or whatnot from that point. Okay.
Now, if Google would put that on there, golly, that would be phenomenal.
I'm telling you, that's stuff that we do. I know you're very on the fence on it. I guess we'll work on the Facebook first, you can see how things are working.
I got a notification on email the other day that says, did you know customers can now text through Google?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
But when I opened it up, it's actually they forward the Google message to text. And I was like, nah, that's not what I'm after because, you know, I'm also branding my phone number here for them to save in their phone and blah, blah, blah. But I notice when I'm looking at everybody else's map listings that there's not an actual text button. It's just a phone button, you know?
Yeah. And it's always a little something different there, but. Something. Some people cherish it a little bit more than others, you know what I mean? Sometimes you can bring more headaches.
Right.
To each their own. boom. I'm just putting notes on here, making sure we're not touching anything else. Just working this Facebook here and working magic for you, partner. All right. Now, is there anything in particular that I can add in here? Like, is it your business licensed or insured? Does that help within the area as well, too? I just want to make
all
sure our team,
it.
When you talk
yeah.
to you. Yeah, okay. Because I want to make sure they know the ins and outs. That way they know how to help you exactly, too. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So the next part here we'll do is a voice verification. That's where I was telling you it's an added form of protection for you. So I'm not taking a no for an answer, okay? This part, everything is recorded. I'll ask you a few questions in the beginning just to verify you. But then if you have any questions, concerns, just ask away. That's what I'm here for. But I'm just going to put the pricing in there and phone number. Do you have a way to take down a phone number right now?
Can you email it to me?
Yeah. I just want to make sure because I'm going to go over this part in the voice verification. In case you ever do decide to part ways in the future, there's no cancellation fees or anything like that, and that's the phone number I'm going to tell you to reach out to in order to go ahead and do that process, okay? Which is a very easy process if that's the case. But well, for
but
you,
I got to keep up with a phone number to cancel?
No, it's our designated number that we're going to be calling from anyway, so it's just one phone number.
Oh,
it's
gotcha.
Voice activated. Yeah. So nothing complicated.
So
we just want to make sure.
So my appointment, they're going to call in on the phone, right?
Correct. They're going to call in from that phone number I'm going to give you right now as well. I believe.
Let's see. I can just add that to my contacts.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
What is the company name again? Company
local. Local, like local in the area. Okay. L-O-C-A-L, splash, like a splash of water.
And phone number.
All right. It is 877-635-6225.
Okay. What is, and this is not necessarily for just my company. Like I said, I do a bunch of stuff for other companies as well. I usually work with Easy Local because their websites are pretty good for how cheap they are. Sounds like y'all do websites too. So what's your starting, what's like a minimum? Let's say new business launch. They just want to get a website up for now. What's your minimum price on a website?
Okay. So two things. One, right now, because you're coming in on a promotional type of account,
I'm just talking about in general.
Oh, in general, our website started at $2,500 as a one-time fee. But
if you set them up
for
online,
you, it would actually only be $299. What was that?
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That includes calendars.
Can you lock
me
in? As a promotion deal, can you lock me in? If I'm sending you my clients that I do my marketing coaching stuff, my Google stuff for, service industries is what I work with. And these are mainly my friends. I used to have a website for marketing and everything. I don't do that anymore. If I'm sending you my friends, can you lock me in at a price like that?
Most definitely, yes, sir. If anything, we have a referral system as well, too. Yeah.
Okay, cool. But, okay, good.
Yeah. I'll put notes in here on just in case that, you know, we discussed the website as well. That way, in case you do decide.
Okay.
When you do talk to somebody, just don't forget. Just say, hey, ask for John. Everybody knows me here. They'll transfer you over. I'll make sure to accommodate for that for sure.
Are you going to be like my account manager, or will I have another account manager? How will that go?
Anything to do with your package that, you know, as far as costs or, you know, packages like Facebook or Google Guarantee, anything like that, that's me. I'm your guy on that.
Okay, so you're my rep.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. When it comes to the details of making things happen, then that's our team.
Edit.
Like, it's voice activated on that phone number that I gave you. Yeah. Say Facebook.
Hey,
people available for
can I click over real quick? I have a government
go for
city
it. Yeah, I'll be here.
Calling me.
Sure.
Only
sure.
Only take me a second. All right, thanks.
Okay, no worries. I'll be here.
Hang on. Okay, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here with you.
Okay, she's going to call me back. Good deal.
Sorry, yeah, we got a little bit of time here. Bless you, by the way. I put in the notes on the account, and so you're all set for your website in case you ever decide to do that. It'll be at a promotional rate of $299, okay, as a one-time fee. That's a huge savings,
cool.
And I'm glad you mentioned that. Because if not, that's a big difference between $2,500. So, all right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and hit the record on this part here to go to the voice verification. So without further ado, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Dallas Fort Worth Wildlife Control.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Randall Kennedy, owner.
Awesome. And of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's very important you're actively involved in your campaign. Just communication, right? As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. And I'm going to hit pause. So, Randall, that's what I was talking about. After this recording part, we'll set up that security question. I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash. If they don't know your security question, it's a red flag. Okay, hang up the phone. I just want to make sure you're protected on this type of stuff.
What are they going to be calling saying? What do you mean?
You know, it's crazy because I have heard some, even the customers that I've signed up before, not often, but it can happen. You know, they may ask for information or, you know, billing, especially if they're asking for specific stuff in your account. Definitely say, hey, listen, what's my security question? You know.
I don't even go that far with them. I actually, if
okay,
anybody
good.
Calls,
okay.
I call back in.
Okay, cool.
I'll actually call you direct back in.
Yeah.
Even better. You have our direct number now, so yeah, perfect. All right,
yeah.
I'm going to continue here. in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
All right. And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on December 1st in the non-refundable amount of only $200. This will be recurring payment. So when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the first of every month in the same amount of $200. So it's recurring payment, right? You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at our 877 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Beautiful. As promised, I just want to make sure you're protected on everything there. And the security question here, just to be safe, I'd rather be safe than sorry on here. We have 3 choices. You can make up any answer you want. Just don't forget your own answer. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. Now, again, this will never be mentioned out ever, but what would that answer be?
Stiles, S-T-I-L-E-S.
All right, beautiful. Okay, and again, we won't ever give that answer out, okay? So that's a big red flag.
Okay.
All right. And then on the card that we're using today, Randall, is it just the first and last name, or is there a middle initial as well?
First and last.
Okay. And I'm assuming it's the same billing address, or am I incorrect? Is it 405 Airport Freeway?
Oh, no. I use my home, yeah.
Okay. What would that address
be? It's 201 Donald, D-O-N-A-L-D, Street, Fort Worth, Texas, 76108.
Okay. Boom. And what kind of payment method are we using today?
This will be a MasterCard.
MasterCard is. Now, for security purposes, Randall, I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
5207.
Okay.
1100. 1239.
Okay.
9769.
Awesome. And the expiration date?
12/25.
All right. And last but not least, the security code.
111.
That's awesome. Okay. All right. Now, before I process this payment through, I want to make sure I refresh the account 3 times here. I want to make sure that the promotion goes straight to you. So it stays like this. Looks good. All right. We're good. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $200. Please stay on the phone with me. I want to make sure I keep to my promises here. You see your invoice through text and email here. And it just went through. So let me know as soon as you receive any type of text or email. It should say initial invoice.
Excuse me.
Ooh, God bless you, sir.
There we go. Oh, thank you. I got these allergies every time this year.
Oh, don't remind me.
I've never once not been sick on Thanksgiving. Well, I'm not sick, but, you know, coughing and hacking.
Right. It feels like it, right? And it's just like, man.
Yeah, it does. I mean.
I don't have bad allergies.
Yeah,
my wife, on the other hand, she gets it's bad for her.
Yeah. Mine's from the oak leaf mold. When the leaves start to fall and they're wet, you know, and they mold.
Oh.
That's what gets me.
Think of that.
So it's every stinking year. And I take all kinds of nasal sprays and allergy meds. Yeah.
That's another thing. It's like, I feel like they give a nothing to heal it or fix it. It's just a Band-Aid over it. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Right.
That's me anyway.
I don't know how they fix it other than chop down all these trees.
So, Randall, you got the text or an email with the invoice on there?
Text, two texts here. Local Splash, welcome to, and then Randall, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Yeah, I got two texts here.
Okay, in one of those, it should say click here to accept subscription terms or something like that. Do you see anything like that?
Please click here to accept subscription.
There you go. Yep.
There you go.
Oh, this is fine print. I can't really read this. I agree to receive SMS. Yes. I certify that I'm authorized. Yes. What does this say? Click here and type your name.
Yeah, it's not a signature. It's just a type in first and last name. Should be taking to like a login possibly there.
Firm signature. Okay.
Oh man, God bless you. Don't bat for you right now.
Say username and password.
Beautiful. That's how we knew it did it right there. That's to keep track of other things for your Facebook on there and stuff as well. We want to make sure again you're not just taking our word for everything. You're in full control as well too if you need it to be. Okay. On Monday. When they call you, they're going to call from that 877 number I was telling you about, and they're going to walk you through how you can keep track of things from that dashboard part as well, too. I'm pretty sure you're well familiar with everything, but I think that that's important to go over to keep track of what's working, and just like how we talked about keeping track of your analytics. Okay, so,
yeah.
Randall, welcome to the family, man. Congratulations.
Appreciate you, bro. Thank
yes,
you so
sir.
Much.
Yes, sir. No problem. No problem.
Good deal. So when do I set up a username and password?
Our team's going to do that with you on Monday on that part. That's how important that dashboard is going to be. Yeah, I put a note in there so that way they know that it's just the Facebook here that we're really going to amp it up and also make sure we keep track and keep on our toes on this one so that way in case if you need to add more or anything like that or change any modify things, we're there for you. All right?
Gotcha. Okay.
All right, Randall.
Awesome.
Well,
good.
Yes, sir. If you have any questions on that, the best way to contact me is through email, because if I'm on the phone, I can still check my email and contact you right back.
Gotcha.
We'll look forward to speaking with you on Monday, so have a safe and wonderful weekend.
Do I have your direct email?
Yes.
Do I have your direct
actually,
email?
It didn't come from me? All right, let me send you another email here.
Let me see. John. Okay. Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay, cool. Perfect. That's me. SEO at Local Splash.
Good deal.
Yes, sir. Perfect.
Okay.
All right, Randall. Before I let you go, do you have any other questions for me? Or? Yeah.
Oh, no. That's everything. I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
No problem, man. You take care. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
You too. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye.